my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we try to help you, the people of Hawaii.
If it's wet, then you need to unclog the drain hole from the AC box. And that, on some cars, is very difficult to do, so you need to bring it in. Okay? So, anyway.
Okay, we have Rolling Bob on.
Oh, we have Rolling Bob on.
Oh, my goodness.
did you stop rolling for a while?
Oh, man. I couldn't get the show stream to work. I'm calling the phone. It says it's disconnected. Why?
Is it working now? Internet's working now?
Yeah, it just started working.
Okay.
So now, yeah, but anyway, yeah, good to be with everybody. Sorry, I'm a little disemaflagamagated. And I couldn't hear the beginning of the show, so I have no idea what we're talking about.
Good. We're talking about you.
Oh, good. In that case, well, did you tell them that I'm going to run for governor? Wait, mayor? Who?
Okay, governor.
Let me ask you a simple question. Why do they declare disaster areas?
Where?
Anywhere. It's because once they make that declaration, right, you're entitled to all these loans and assistance and stuff. You cannot, and I know people always hate me for being truthful, you can't have a fire at the Marco Polo and then declare it's a disaster area. That's not the intention of disaster areas like in Florida. And this is, like, to me, a continuation of this state's insanity.
Oh, yeah.
Because does this money come from?
You know, Bob, you and I, we shake our head at how the state is run. And the people at Marco Polo are now so frustrated, I feel sorry for them. They don't have a place to stay.
No, I feel sorry for them too. My only thing is that you can't declare it a disaster area.
Unless it is declared.
Right, but it has to be like a natural disaster. Just think of this precedent.
Yep.
You do it for the Marco Polo, why didn't you do it for my house?
That's right.
Why didn't you do it for my neighborhood? And I'm telling you, this whole thing with this state and this city just spending money and spending money. You can't pay for the rail. You can't repair the roads. You can't do anything. I'll just throw it out there. Seriously.
Run for governor.
And tell me the great thing that this state has done for people.
Nothing.
And I don't mean people that got, if you got the high-paying job, you're a happy person. I'm talking about
everyday
your
people.
Everyday life. And my everyday life, seriously, except for roads and traffic lights, I'm not involved with the state. All I know is I'm Rolling Bob, I drive around a lot, and everywhere I look, I see construction. And where there's not construction, the roads suck.
If the state and the country is in deficit, where's the money coming from, like you said?
No, that's exactly right. And I'm sorry. I hate to be the evil Grinch guy, but somebody has got to stand up and say, enough. I'm sorry your place caught fire. That's why we have insurance. And, you know, there's volunteers to help you. Have a fundraiser. Let the citizens help you. Let your neighbors help you. But no, the first thing is, oh, we'll turn to the federal government and they'll send us all this money.
Right.
It's insane. It's just got me, I shouldn't have brought it up. But that's what I wanted to talk about this week.
Okay.
And folks, coming through Waimanalo, 2 years in, the road is still getting widened. And on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Well, the Marco Polo people, I've talked to some of them, and they're very frustrated. They don't have a place to stay. And the insurance, all they say is, oh, we'll get a hold of you. Nothing's been done. That's not the way to do business. That's not the way to take care of your customer. But I guess that's the local style. Oh, when we get to it, it's not right. Anyway, check your floor on the passenger side and make sure it's not wet. If it's wet, have the drain repaired, unclogged. Let the water out. Okay? Give us a call at 528-4181. 528-4181 or 524-9510. The phone line is busy. Try the other number. Okay?
So, hey, what drain plug are you talking about?
There's every car with AC, the box has a little rubber drain plug on the bottom, and it goes out usually on the passenger side, but some of them is right in the middle of the car, which is crazy, because to get to it, you have to drop the transmission to get to it. So why they do that, I don't know. But it does get clogged, and the water does back up and come onto the floor by the gallons. So, check it out, okay? Now, the other thing is about used cars. That's, we call them drowned. Okay, that got drenched in water. You know, from a flood, natural disaster, stuff like that. They can be saved, folks, they can. Insurance companies will chuck it off as a total loss. But it can be saved. You just got to know how to do it. And the first thing you do is you disconnect the battery. Okay? You disconnect the battery. Another thing you do is you remove the spark plugs and you have it cranked over by hand to get the water out of the engine. Okay? The engine has coolant, but there's no water or coolant in the cylinders. So you need to remove the spark plugs and crank it over to let out the water. If you have access to air, blowing air in there will help a lot. Get it really dry. Okay? Then dry out all electrical terminals. Okay? Now, you always leave the battery off. You remove the interior of the car, all the seats, headliners, everything, carpets, and you hose it all down, rinse it all down, clean it good. The good detergent to use is the Degreaser 2000. Clean it out good. Get the holes and hose underneath the dash, everything. Hose it out clean. Okay? And leave everything out in the sun to dry for about a week. Drain the transmission oil. Flush it out. Change the motor oil. And change the power steering oil. Okay? And also might be a good idea to have the brakes flushed. And the differential, the back axle, if you have a back axle, have that oil changed too. Okay? But rinse everything out very thoroughly, especially using the degreaser 2000. Okay? And let everything dry. Put new spark plugs back in. Change the computer, the control computer. Put another one in. And put a new battery in there. And you're good to go. The car's okay. Okay? Oh, and change the gasoline, of course. Okay. If you have any questions, give us a call at 528-4181 or 599510. Okay? But all in all, be careful, because you got to remember, folks, in Florida, there were a lot of new car dealerships. Lot of thousands of new cars that went underwater. You think they're going to just dump it? No, they're going to try to sell it. Okay? And their mentality there is sell it to Hawaii. Because people in Hawaii, they don't know. Which might be true. Anyway, who do we have?
We have Casey from IAL on the phone.
Hi, Casey.
Hey, how's it? Got a question on tire pressure. My wife has a Honda Pilot, and I looked at all four tires. They all got the same size. It says P245/65R17.
Mm-hmm.
But the two tires on the driver's side says 51 max PSI, and on the passenger side says 44 max PSI. The driver's side has this tire called Futura or something like that. Futura is the brand, and Goodyear is on the other side. Now, because they have different max PSIs, is it safe as long as you give it the max PSI regulated for that particular tire, or should it be all the same?
Is that your wife's car?
Yeah, that's not my car.
Okay. Let me give you an example. Do you golf?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Now, if you're golfing or you're playing football or whatever, would you use two different type of shoes?
Nope.
Okay. Safety-wise, all four tires, mandatory, has to match. There's no if, buts, or what.
Matching every facet, tire pressure, size, make the whole
thing. Brand.
Brand, everything.
Everything.
Yeah, because Goodyear, BF Goodrich, Michelin, they all have different series tires. They all have different stopping distance, speed rating. So it's not like, oh, tire's round, that's good. No. You gotta check and be very careful, because in a panic situation, life and death, you slam on the brake, the good tire will grab, the other one will slide, and the car will spin around and roll over.
Oh, okay.
No, it's dangerous. It's dangerous. Be careful. I know, you're gonna say, well, I gotta buy new tires. Exactly. How much is a life worth?
Right.
Four tires? More than that. Get good four tires and put it on there. And if you're driving at 65, 75 miles an hour on the freeway, please get speed rated tires. Because the normal tires, are only rated at 85 miles an hour. And they say, not exactly 85, but around 85. So, you know, if you're going to be doing 65, 70, then go over. They'll get 110 speed rated tire so that it's easy for the tire to control your vehicle.
Right. I know what you mean.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, those four tires, put it on Craigslist, sell it.
Well, what if I just match the two different tires and then I get all four matching? Do I have to buy all four?
I would.
Okay.
Be safe.
All right. All righty.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. I think it's break time.
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. Driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here is Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And you can give us a call at 528-4181 or 524-9510. To the last caller about the tires, please use the metal valve stems. Do not use the rubber valve stems. You change the tires, put the metal valve stems. Okay? You know, I keep saying this to people. People don't do it. And luckily so far, we don't know of any accidents that happened from the tire stems flying out. For those cars, like the car in Ever Beach where the boys died, how do you know if the tire stem didn't fly out, causing the tire to go flat and roll over or crash into the pole? See, you know, It's sad that HPD doesn't put effort into finding out the real reason for the car crash, instead of saying the easy way, oh, they were speeding. That's the easy way out. Okay? But if that, those people in the car was their family, would they do that? Would they say the easy way out, or they were speeding? No. I don't know. We gotta do something, folks, because this thing has to stop. Service is the hardest thing to get in Hawaii. Okay, who do we have now?
Okay, we have Daffy from Honolulu on the line.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi. Daphne. I just wanted to comment on AC thing that you were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to say that that exact thing happened to my car.
So you had a fish pond on the back seat.
I had tilapia and everything growing in the back.
So what are you doing today? Cleaning out your car?
Yep, I'm cleaning it out. And the funniest thing was that I thought in the beginning that my water bottle was leaking, and that's why it was all wet.
Oh, boy.
But it's a pain in the butt.
Main thing, you got it.
Yep.
Okay.
Anyways, okay, thank you.
Thanks Bye-bye. For calling. Okay. The other issue on the market right now that I get really bent out of shape about is people taking advantage and abusing the handicap thing that hangs from the mirror. You know, I was walking through Chinatown and I saw how many people park the car. They don't look one bit handicapped. They put on the handicap thing on the mirror and they walk away. They don't pay the meter. If you go through Chinatown, you see so many cars there parked on the street with a handicap thing hanging from the mirror. And nobody does anything.
Because there's a mental handicap,
I see. Mental handicap. Okay. I guess you could do that. Mental handicap. Anyway. They're talking about the rail. There's so much issues coming up about money. But the one I don't think anybody's looking at is where they're going to get the energy from, for one. And did the tests that they try to do, did it work? I don't think so, because nothing was said. The other thing is, the rail is going to be without an attendant. If you don't have an attendant on the rail, then that's a perfect place for homeless to move in. Air conditioned for the day, you're riding back and forth, and nobody there to kick you off the rail. How's that? Pretty good, yeah? So, but anyway, talking about the homeless people on the sidewalks, you know, I might be wrong, but I think it's illegal for any group, police department or what, to manhandle their stuff and kick them off the sidewalk. Because that's a public sidewalk. And they are public. And just because they're homeless doesn't mean you can treat them that way. No. Anyway, that street in Waikiki, that's called what? Le'ahi? They claim that it's a private street. Now, I might be wrong, but you check on it. Any private street has to be closed one day in the year. Otherwise, it is not declared a public street.
You mean private street?
A private street. And I never, ever heard of Le'ahi Road in Waikiki by Kapilani Park, closed. Okay? The same with Kaka'ako, part of Queen Street that goes through the Waikiki end of Kaka'ako. They're complaining that it is a private road, so the city doesn't have to fix it. Now, if it really was a private road, it should have been closed one day out of the year. Or closed completely. Try that. Try closing Lahi Road completely. I don't think so. Private road doesn't belong to the city or the state. Then you can close it.
So if it's a private road, repairs are...
not necessary by the city or the state.
Or the owner of the road?
Owner of the road has to repair it.
How does somebody get to own a road?
Well, that's on their property. So you have to go back in the old history and find out who the property owner was in that area. That's a lot of history to dig out. I think it's break time.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and Bob was playing his favorite drunk driver's commercial. So
yeah, it's the feel-good moment of the weekend when that comes on.
Anyway, when you have brakes done on your car, recommend that they use top quality parts. One that I would recommend is brakes from Napa, the best ones, and Akebono, those two. Okay? And you can check with AutoZone, they might have the good parts too. But to make sure, ask for the empty boxes back and double check with the parts people if that is the right part for your vehicle. Brake squeaking doesn't mean you need brakes. A lot of repair shops will say no. The brake pads or the brake shoes will squeak if the metal-to-metal mounting pods is not lubricated with an anti-seize compound. Because when the brake shoes or the brake pads, the pads are with disc brakes, whenever they're applied, they don't apply without vibrating. They vibrate so violently and so little, it's like a cricket rubbing his legs together. So that's why you get a squeak. But if you put a little brake grease there, there's no squeak. Okay? It's like the cricket. You catch the cricket and you put a little oil on his legs. It will never have a noise. Okay? So, don't let the brake squeaking cause you to pay for unnecessary brake job. Okay?
So, once again, you need to rely on your mechanic, though, because...
Yes, just like a doctor.
And they can give you the wrong info.
Yes, even doctors do that. Doctors also do the same thing. Like, for instance, they do an x-ray and they think you have cancer.
Or COPD. And
to check it, they always say you need a biopsy. Biopsy is primitive. You use ultrasound. I learned this from Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale, Arizona. They said no biopsy. Use ultrasound. Okay? Okay. If you want to call us and ask a question or whatever, our number is 528-4181. 528-4181 or 524-9510. 524-9510. Okay? So, yes.
We have Lana from IA on the line.
Hi, Lana. Hello, Lana.
Hi to you. Hey, you know what? I really appreciate your radio program. You know, but I've been busy like anybody else, but, you know, hey, that's why I take it to you, because all these years you've been taking care of my car. When you talk about the oh, shucks.
Uh-oh.
What would you talk? I know, I get senior moment. I get so much I wanted to talk about. Talk about the free, you know, the lady called,
mm-hmm.
And she got tilapia in her car, right? That's pretty funny. I loved it. Thank you, lady, whoever. She looked like, sound like a young lady. But anyway, I went go check. Oh, my car is like brand new. Thank you, George. Thanks to you, you know. Hey, you know why? You talk about the Marco Polo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel so sorry. I mean, what happened to them? I used to live right across the street on Harbor Street. I raised my kids there. Hey, but I was worried more so now. They got more problems to deal mm-hmm. with the asbestos.
That's right.
Yeah, and I think of you, I go like, oh my gosh, that is worse.
Yep.
Oh my God. I mean, just as bad as a fire, but the asbestos can spread to all over the condo, right?
Yep.
The particles. I mean, even can blow up the windows, the neighborhood.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I hope they know the importance of the asbestos things.
They take it so lightly.
I know. Well, what can you do? But anyway, you know, I called because I went to that, renew my license. George, what is going on? We're local people. I mean, we born and raised, and they screen us like worse than immigrants,
mm-hmm.
illegal. You know, and then the illegal one get a pass. You, what? Upside down this world now, this government.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe it, the things they're asking for. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
But anyway, yeah, but people, you better go check on. Well, lucky I was listening to the radio, and then I was told to go Tuesday. Oh, I went like an hour and 15 minutes earlier on Tuesday. So I went, I was number two. But I went earlier, another day, just to check it out and get the form here so I can fill it out ahead of time. You're a seed of people. This lady told me she went in the morning. Apparently she went maybe about 9:30, the regular time, right? The store is open. She had to come back. And I went in the afternoon, you know, like 2:30
mm-hmm.
for the traffic. And then she's there waiting. Skin place was packed. Oh, my gosh. You know, the unnecessary screening, know, the cost. It's like a rail. What a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but what can you do? I mean, I'm a voter. I never voted for all these guys, so at least I can squawk, right?
That's right.
And ever since Obama was president, he really, I don't like to use the language, but he really did change the whole dynamics of our government. So 2 terms, you can do a lot of harm.
Mm-hmm.
I followed his career, and boy, I don't know where people coming from. Well, anyway, George, I appreciate you and Wanda for being there, because, oh boy, when I really have to say something, well, maybe not that important, but it's, you know, for me. But I know I'm going to come see you. I'll make an appointment with you. So,
okay.
My thoughts about seeing you in heaven gone away, because I've been so busy. But anyway, George, thank you. You take care of yourself now.
You too, Lana.
Yeah, you're a valuable asset to us. For me, anyway, as a widow.
Okay.
So anyway, take care. Thank you.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay. Well, Lana forgot what she was going to say.
She said she had a lot of things to say.
Oh, that'll do it.
Well, I think she's just got vented off some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, give us a call at 528-4181 or 524-9510. 524-9510. Okay? So anyway, I know everything's happening all around. My friends with police departments are quitting because they can't stand the corruption. And it's sad how they do things, you know? Like that policeman that was beating up his girlfriend. That is a no-no, wrong stuff. Wrong already. No matter what, there is no right to that. I mean, no guy is supposed to beat up a woman. That's wrong. I don't care what they say. In my book, he's out.
Okay, we have John from downtown.
Hi, John.
Hey, how you been again? Hey, you know about that asbestos, because of course you got that problem, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You know that there's a lot of bull that these guys are lying about, that asbestos only is contained in that building. You know what I mean, my friend? When that fire was going on, yeah? That wind was blowing everything. Remember, that's how the blaze started going out of control.
Yep.
So don't tell me that asbestos ain't all over that community over there.
It is.
And it's on the ground, and anybody can disturb it. That thing ain't going to go away.
No, no.
A wind blows the thing in the air, somebody going to be breathing them, and, you know?
Exactly.
You only need a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's how stupid this whole law is. For instance, I don't know if I told you this before, but if you own a house, you don't need no permit for asbestos removal. You can demolish the house, get all this asbestos inside. Because I saw a house, 1930s, I think, was being demolished. I know it had asbestos in the tiles, everything, but they bulldozed them, you know, they just...
They don't care.
Them all up.
Yeah.
Release all this asbestos, and then but they got a law that you cannot do that in a condo because you're going to spread the asbestos to everybody. So that's stupid. Why don't they just make a law to take all of that asbestos stuff out, even if it wasn't grandfathered in? Why leave it in there? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to spin, they're going to try to scrimp on sprinklers, and now what's the damage? $106 million? That's unthinkable, you know? That.
Yeah.
But what you think about them not allowing those guys in for 1 month or 2 months already?
That's BS.
There's some...
Anyway, we got to go. Okay, thanks for the call. Okay, it's that time again, and we'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And please, folks, please take care of each other and do something about everything that's happening. And please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.